Do you lie awake at night wishing for something better? When you look at your future a year from now, is there a light at the end of that tunnel? Do you feel like you were meant for something more? Opportunity will not come knocking on your door unless you're out there looking for it. How do you do it? Our guests on the Empower Radio Show will be sharing their secret to success. We'll be bringing you authors, speakers, entrepreneurs from many different fields who come from various backgrounds. They will be sharing their stories of success and of early failures. You'll hear about the challenges they faced when they launched their ideas and the creative ways that they overcame obstacles. Our guests will inspire you to find your way down the path to success in this ever-changing world. Jump on board and become empowered.
Welcome to Empower Radio Show. This is Linda Ballesteros. I'm your host today. I am so happy that you've joined me. As I've always said at the top of every show, is that time is that one commodity that you can't get back. So when someone spends some time with you, be sure to show your appreciation, because they'll never get that hour back from anywhere again. You can get money back, but you can't get your time back. Today's guest is Michelle Perzan, and Michelle is going to be sharing her story with us. But I want you to be thinking about this as we hear Michelle's story today. Do you know anyone who has a loved one, or maybe they themselves have been touched by cancer in some way? It is one of those almost epidemic diseases that everyone has either experienced themselves or had a loved one or a friend go through this. A couple of years ago, I lost my husband to that. One of the things that Michelle's going to be talking about today is, how do you get through that? She's going to tell her story, but I will tell you that when my husband was ill, and there were days, you know, they always say take that step even though you can't see the step. I tell you, folks, there were days I didn't see the staircase. I didn't see anything. All I had to live, all I had to rely on was faith. There were a couple of years there, I'm telling you, I was the poster child for faith. I did it. I didn't know why. I just knew that I was led to do that. And it, when I look back on it, I even amaze myself as to how I got through that. So if you can relate to that today, I want you to listen to this interview. Michelle Perzan is the author of Strength in My Storm, where she shares her journey through the storm of breast cancer. Whether it was the shock of the diagnosis or grieving the loss of her mother to cancer just days after her own breast surgery, Michelle learned to let go and let God. Help me welcome Michelle Perzan. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Linda. Oh, my gosh. You made me all emotional. I didn't know you lost your husband to cancer. So you understand the storm all too well.
Lord have mercy, girl. I tell you, it is not for the faint at heart, in whether it is the person that's going through it themselves or for their family. And for you to be going through this with your mother as well, that had to have been even more difficult for you. Tell me a little bit about your story so that the listeners can kind of understand a little bit about what you've been through.
Sure. Well, I'm the youngest of four kids, and my oldest brother, Stephen, when he was eight, so I was barely two, he passed away from leukemia as a child. And then growing up, then my dad's mom was diagnosed with breast cancer and passed away. And then two of my dad's aunts passed away from breast cancer. And then my dad got cancer. Mm. He passed away. That was even before I met my husband. So I was the age of 31. My dad passed away, and that rocked my world. He was the rock of our family. And then not many years after that, 2010, my mom was diagnosed with cancer. And while she was going through that, she was in Canada. I had moved to the States with my husband, Aaron, and our kids. And I went for my very first mammogram and found out I had cancer. And this was when my mom was in hospice. And I did so much praying, thinking, do I tell my mom? Because I wasn't with her every day. and she's on so much medication. How do you say that to somebody and then leave my brother and sister in charge of reminding them every day, reminding her every day of that? And I had to be very selfless in that moment, and I never got to tell my mom, even though all I wanted was to tell her, for her to say, it's going to be okay. But she's not in the mindset, because she's at the very end of her life. So it was the biggest challenge, not being able to call your mom. It just, you know.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So, I just can't imagine the struggle that you had with that, because with your mother being alive, even though she was at her end of life stage, as a child, you know, we always went to our parents and our mother, especially when we were in pain, and you weren't able to do that. So then where did you turn, Michelle? Because we can't do this alone. It's impossible to do this alone.
No, I when I decided I wasn't going to tell her, I ended up having my double mastectomy and lymph nodes out on April 15th and came home from the hospital April 17th, which was my husband's birthday. And as soon as I got home, I got the call that she had passed away. And I had in that moment, like I was just out of surgery, recovering, not even really aware of everything yet. And I had to stop right there. Even when I was diagnosed, just stop and say, okay, I have a choice right now. I have a choice to lean on my faith and just trust in God that his hand is on all this, or I can just lean to myself and freak out. And I made that choice right at the very beginning. I said, God, I'm going to put all my trust in you and all my faith in you, and you guide me in whatever you call me to do, I will do it. And that's where I had to do. I had to go straight for my faith. I couldn't have done it without it.
And it is a faith. During that time, I experienced a faith that I had no clue existed.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea that I could totally give up and lean on God, lean on my faith, whatever it is that you want to call it. I could not have done it alone. And you know, we go through everyday life and we think, oh yes, I've got faith. I turned it over to God. Oh, guys, unless you've been through something similar to this, you don't know what faith is. So how did you dig down to make that happen, Michelle? What foundation had you already built that you could say you tapped into that? Or had you?
That's interesting. So we grew up Roman Catholic in Canada, where my parents went to church on special occasions. That was my mom was from Italy. But my grandma, who lived with us, used to go every single day. So it was, you know, one was every day, the other, my mom was just like whenever special occasions. But I grew up in that confirmation, you know, everything. And then when I met my husband, he was raised non-denominational, and he took me to church, and he brought his Bible in, and I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you bringing your Bible inside? I still remember, and he was like, why wouldn't you? And I remember going in and being in a church like that where they just read through the Bible, and it was just so powerful, and I just clung on to that. I was just like, I wanted more and more and more, and I was baptized in the Holy Ghost, and like it's just everything. Started walking in spiritual gifts, and I just felt my passion was really praying for people, ministering healing. And because that was in me already, I saw God work so many miracles already that I knew that all I had to make that choice right there to be like, okay, this is what it means to really trust in God. And I just pulled from that, a just complete belief and faith that he could do all things.
Mm-hmm. I look back on the times that I went through, and Michelle, I wonder, how do people get through something like that without faith?
I've asked myself the same question. I don't know that, because that's what I kept leaning on, Bible verses and truth. I had Bible verses posted all in my bathroom, all around me, so that wherever I looked, there was something positive that I would just cling to that, because sometimes I would need to look at it every single minute or every hour because it was so challenging. And sometimes it was just once a day. But you need to you need to surround yourself with so much positive that the negative can't get in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like you have to flood not just your mind, you have to flood your world, the people around you. It has to be a total support system to get through that. So I don't believe that anything happens by, it's not just a fluke. It's not just you hear people are so blessed because they haven't experienced that. Well, I actually feel blessed that I was able to experience that with my husband. Don't get me wrong, I certainly wish he were still here. However, with that in mind, what do you think the purpose was for you to go through that and come out at the other end? How did that change your life going forward?
Funny, something I say to people that puts the most shocked look on their faces, I'm very thankful I went through cancer.
Yep.
It shocks people. And I said, I would not be who I am today. I would not have had the boldness or courage to do what I'm doing now. And the platform, God allowed me to go through that because I grew closer to him. Mm-hmm. I grew closer with my boys, my husband. It just changed the way I see things. It's just, there's no word. When we go through storms like that, they really make you. That's how strong soldiers are made, right? By going through the battle.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that we all go through different storms all through our lives. And that's when you make that choice of what's it going to do to your character, to your integrity, to you as a person. Are you going to let it come in and then grow you or fight it? Because you have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And I would never change it. I wouldn't.
Right. Right. I, as someone who has been through, living with that, I certainly understand that. And when it was over and the dust had settled, so to speak, I have always said, from this point on, no matter what comes at me in life, I know I got it. I got that. So I'm less fearful. I am more confident, just like you were saying. You find characteristics within yourself that you didn't even know existed, and it inspires people. Your story inspires people. So tell me, how else are you taking your story out there to help others?
So after I had gone through a couple surgeries, I remember I kept getting that. I was blogging here and there just to sort of work through the emotions, not on a, just for myself more or less. And I just kept getting, I was supposed to write a book and I just didn't want to. So I was at a conference and they were doing a compilation of just one chapters of inspirational stories. And I committed to doing that. And then from that, the editor just kept calling me and saying, you need to write your own book. So from the beginning, I said, God, whatever you call me to do, at first I was being a little bit stubborn and saying no, and my husband kept reminding me, you said whatever you're called to do is always going to be uncomfortable. And that's why I'm always like, be very careful what you say. Because you will be called to do it. So I just, I kept thinking, who am I to write a book, or who am I? But then I kept remembering, well, who am I not to? If God didn't bless me through something, am I not to share that? Even if it's to encourage one person, then it's worth it. It's worth everything. So I wrote the book, and then from there I thought, okay, I'm done. And it was literally the next week that I got another dream saying, no, you're not done. You need to start a foundation. And I'm like, a foundation? How does somebody even do that? And I had started the following month in December. I launched my book in October, and in December I launched the foundation.
Wow.
Because that's only by the grace of God. There's no way I could be going through surgeries, writing a book, launching it, and then, oh, by the way, let's start a foundation.
Right. Exactly. So tell me a little bit.
When you're doing what you're being called for.
Absolutely.
Sorry, I was going to say, when you're doing what you're being called for, God will always make time for it.
And somehow you get through it. He makes the way, and somehow it all happens. So how did you decide what that foundation looked like? Like you said, if I was given that message, I would go, oh, I don't even know where to begin. Where did you begin?
Well, my husband and I found that I did several surgeries because I had a bilateral mastectomy. I had my lymph nodes out on my left side and did reconstruction. So that was several surgeries. And after every surgery, You couldn't do things for 6 weeks. So no lifting, cooking, groceries, cleaning. And I had three little boys. So how do you do that when you're a mom? And I just found that if we would have had somebody during those times to, you know, get our groceries, clean our house, that would have taken a lot of pressure off Aaron, my husband, because he's already taking care of me and the boys, and he was working from home. Like, it was a lot on his plate.
Mm-hmm.
And when my husband and I talked, we thought we couldn't find anything. We kind of looked for that kind of foundation. There wasn't. And we thought, what if we could just bless families going through cancer, any kind of cancer, with grants up to $500 where they could use it? You know, that $500 would go so far in that 6 weeks. Grocery delivery, clean their home. Maybe they need someone to come and help them one day a week. They could use that for whatever they needed. Wouldn't that be a huge blessing? And that was such a little niche, and like that would have helped us. So that's how it started.
You know, one of the things that I have found is that if I'm looking for something and I can't find it, that tells me others could benefit from that as well. So that's exactly what you've done, is created something that you actually needed or could have certainly used when you were going through those times. So tell me a little bit more about your foundation. If somebody's listening and they want to know more about it, tell them, just give them the information as to how they can find you. But I know you also have some events that are coming up, and I certainly want you to share those as well.
Sure. So it's called the Guest Foundation. It's GEST. And we named it after all of my family that passed away from cancer. So G is for my mom, Gemma. E is for my dad, Elmer, and for my baba, my grandma, Elsie. And then S is for my oldest brother, Stephen. And then T stands for Trackalo. That was my maiden name and my mom and dad's name. So we named it after all of our family members. So it's very meaningful, the name of it, because, and each one of them passed away from different cancers. And that's why we provide cancer grants to anyone going through any type of cancer. Because it's not just for females or males or breast cancer. It's if you are being diagnosed with any kind of cancer, you can go to our website at guestfoundation.org, GESTfoundation.org, and you can apply for a grant online. And that's what it's for. Or maybe there's people that have been affected and want to help to be able to give money out. You can go there and donate and be a sponsor as well, which is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. So where does most of your sponsorship come from?
So actually so Houston and surrounding area and Katy, but we also have had quite a big sponsor out of Dallas, which we've also given out some grants in Dallas. I was there for an Ambitious Women's Conference in October, and we were the charity of choice, and we were able to give out $500 grants to people going through cancer there. It was
That's
amazing. Yes. It was beautiful. So they raised over $4,000 for us, and we just gave it straight back out.
Mm. Wow. So are there certain sponsors that you're looking for? Are you looking for, where do you need the most help, I guess I should ask?
So on February 16th, we have our second annual Rock Walk and 5K coming up. It's Rain Over Cancer, and we're doing it here in Katy, Texas. And you can actually be a virtual walker. So whether you come to Katy and join us, or if you're in your hometown and you want to join us virtually, build a team, you can do that as well. We're going to encourage people to do Facebook Lives that day if you're out of town. And we might even give out a little prize to the best, biggest group or something like that. You're trying to plan something to give away for Facebook Lives. But a great thing would be if you know anybody either going through cancer, likes to walk, likes to run, to have them join us for this event, because this is going to create more awareness for our foundation so people can know that we're out there. We're so new that people don't know we're here, but there's so many people going through cancer that could really benefit from these grants. So any sponsors we're looking for, we're doing even a silent auction that day. So if there's somebody that wants to be a sponsor, they want to donate an item for our auction, it's really open to anybody who feels a passion for cancer that wants to help. It's that's who we're looking for, sponsors and registrations for the walk.
Wow, that is awesome. Michelle, we're going to take a real quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to know what drives you. I want to hear from you as to what keeps you going, because going through cancer and treatment is certainly not for the faint at heart, and that it's clear that you have a pretty strong heart there. So when we come back, I want to hear more from Michelle Prezan. Be right back, folks.
So you think you're tough, tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help you take the next step in your relationship with Christ. Listen in to hear from others about their experiences of faith and the love of Christ. Call in to share your experiences at 347-989-1363. Learn more by going to toughtalkchristianradio.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Hey folks, welcome back to Empower Radio Show. This is Linda Ballesteros. I'm your host today, and today we have Michelle Prezan as our guest, and she's the author of Strength in My Storm. If you missed the first portion of our show, please go back and listen to that, because Michelle tells her story, and many of you that, including myself, that have been touched by cancer in some way, whether it's yourself or family or friends, you'll be able to relate to some of this. And so we're gonna talk more about Michelle's foundation. But Michelle, I want to know, what drives you, girl? Here you've written a book. You've written two books. You're at the foundation, and you're recovered. We're recovering from cancer surgeries. What drives you?
Honestly, my faith and my family drive me. I have three boys, and I want them to see that storms and things are going to happen through their life, and I want them to know that we choose how to handle it and to walk with victory. And that with a smile on your face, and that's okay. It's just to be a good example for them.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that I found, Michelle, when I was going through, facing this with my husband, is coming out of it, I had no clue how many people were watching. I had no clue how many people were there as a safety net. I didn't know it. But they were there as a safety net, and the end for them to come to me and say, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of how you came out of that. And it gives them hope, and you don't even know you're doing it. So I'm sure that you find that you have touched lives as well going through this just by them watching you.
There's nothing better than when I get a Facebook message from somebody I don't know, or somebody reaches out just saying I needed to hear that, whether it was a TV show episode, whether it was the book they read, just something. They're like, I needed to hear that. Thank you. Because they feel it's just them. But when somebody else speaks about it, they're like, oh, I'm not alone. And it's okay. There's hope on the other side.
And well, it does feel lonely, doesn't it? It does.
It does.
When you're in the midst of it, you feel like you're by yourself on an island somewhere. And it is, those little messages are so important. So I applaud you for doing that. And like you said, it does make you feel that that's the reason. That's one of the reasons that you went through this and came out of it is, like you said, to help someone else. So that's, it's huge that is absolutely huge. So if someone's listening, we've spoken about your book many times, how would, and they're thinking, I want to read her story. I want to read more about that. Where would they find a copy of your book, Michelle?
So they can either go to michelleprezan.com or you can go on Amazon and search Strength in My Storm, Faith in Breast Cancer, and it'll come up either way.
Okay. Very good. And you just briefly mentioned a TV show. Tell me about that.
Oh, yes. So I'm starting season two of, it's called Strength in Your Storm. And I was called, so that was called then to do a TV show. And I'm like, oh my goodness. So I did season one last year and it was Direct Sales TV. So it's directsales.tv/Strength in Your Storm. And this is an over the top TV where it's on Hulu and things like that, where it's all different episodes. What I do is I talk a little bit about my story, but I interview people that have gone through different storms and I find out how they found strength. So last mm-hmm. season, I was talking to people that have gone through sex trafficking, loss, abuse, because there's just so much going on out there. I want people to see in all different storms the hope on the other side. So it was a great season one and I was called back to do season two and we're getting ready. It should air by the end of January. We're just working on episodes right now.
That is exciting for you. Oh my goodness. Yeah, because I had a radio show. It was called Loss and Starting Over. And, you know, like you, and I talk to people with a lot of different types of losses because it doesn't make any difference what your loss is or what your storm is. It's all encompassing and it can be overwhelming. And the interesting thing is many times there's a very common thread as to how you get through that. And so much of it is just faith, just what we've been talking about. It is just faith, whether it's a loss of a job, whether you're going through a financial storm, it doesn't matter. You know, having that faith that this is temporary. That was one of the things that kept me going is saying, this is temporary. I don't know what it's going to be like in the end, but this is temporary.
The great thing is there's one verse that came up. Exactly. Mm-hmm. There's one verse that came up over the last few months and it kept saying, it's the one in Psalms, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not I walk into it. It's I walk through, which tells you there's an ending.
There is an
it
ending.
It is just temporary, like you said.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's hard to remember that when you're in the middle of it sometimes.
It can be.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the interesting thing is, you know, we all talk about what happens afterwards. My husband went through hospice at his brother's home. So we lived with his brother for the period of time he was in hospice. My brother-in-law by trade is an engineer. And after my husband passed, my brother-in-law became a hospice clergy.
So
he has worked for a hospice company for 2.5 years now as clergy. So that would have never happened had my husband not gone through hospice and we had not been faced with that. So my brother-in-law has touched many, many lives because of that. You never know what that's going to look like, Michelle. You just never know. It's pretty amazing to watch those things happen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is. It's a very sweet story. So one more time, how do people get in touch with you, hear about your book, about your foundation?
So you can reach me anytime. You can reach me on Facebook by searching Michelle Prezan, or you can just go straight to michelleprezan.com. And if you want to know more about the foundation, register for the walk, be a sponsor, anything, you can go to gestfoundation.org.
Lovely. Well, we're down to our final questions. So the first question here is, when faced with obstacles, Michelle, I know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask it anyway. When faced with obstacles, what kept you going?
100% my faith. Yeah. Just knowing that I was not in control and really just giving it to God.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, you know, and, the other half the battle is being positive. When you're positive, you're already won half the battle.
So very true. That is so very true. And that is a very tricky tightrope as well, because I had friends say, we didn't know that he was that sick.
Right.
Because it's not something that we promoted, but it wouldn't have made any difference if they had known he was that sick. But it's a very tricky thing as to when do you share facts. And I'm not talking about on Facebook, folks. You don't have to share your facts on Facebook everywhere. I'm just talking about with family and close friends. So there is a moment where you have to say, I need to share this, you know, the time's come. So that's a very tricky thing. Absolutely. So the next question here is, other than a coach, like a business coach or a personal coach, who's influenced you the most?
I think just the circle I have around myself. I've just learned to have my circle full of equal yoked, strong people that will lift me up, encourage me, and we can encourage each other, including my husband. You know, he influences me because of the way he grew up in his faith. And I've learned to surround myself with strong people that if I need something, I can just text and I know they're going to stop and pray, and vice versa. It's not really one person. It's my ambitious women's circle, to be honest. They're amazing.
And we all have to have that tribe. They're calling it tribe these days.
Yes.
We all have to have our tribe of people that no matter what happens to us, if we stumble, that they are there to pick us up before we hit the ground. We have to have that. And sometimes that's not family, Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes it's not family. Sometimes it's friends. It's people from our church. It's people, you know, neighborhood. It's those people that care enough to say, it's okay, we got you covered today. We got you covered.
Yes.
You know, so that's important as well. So the final question here, is there one thing that you wish you had known early on that you want to share with our listeners? So is there one thing that you want to share with someone that gave you hope that you would like to share with them?
Linda, that's a great question. You know, if there's one thing I wish I would have known at the time, that I had options, that it was important to maybe get a second opinion and see an integrative doctor as well, and then pray and see which was better for me. I know I went through what I did because that's the path I had to take. But it's good to know now. I've been educating myself since, knowing about natural options. Somebody introduced me to a lady. Her name is Jenny Herbacek. She's a registered nurse, and she wrote a book called Cancer Free, Are You Sure? That book changed my life.
Wow.
Amazing book. And when people call me because they've just been diagnosed, my recommendation usually is, if you're near an integrative doctor, get a second opinion. It doesn't mean you have to go with them, but get both views, and then you pray and you see where you're led to go.
Right.
Just know that's not a rush and you have options. There's lots of options nowadays.
Right. Right. And what I found going through our process was that you have to ask a lot of questions. So, and for me as the caregiver, the patient doesn't always have the energy to do that. So
you're correct.
The spouse has to step up. And I remember there was one time that the oncologist wanted to use a drug on a specific drug to see if it would work. And I said, well, I've read up on that drug. And do you think, since he has a weak heart, you know, I've read, and he said, he looked at me very puzzled and he said, let me check on that. He left the room.
Oh my word.
5 minutes, he came back and he said, that was a very good question. He can't take that drug. Now, he had all of his charts. He knew everything about him.
Mm-hmm.
But they get into a rhythm of using a specific protocol.
On everybody.
Like absolutely. It's like the stamp. Mm-hmm. You put a, this is what you're, this is the way the, and somebody has to stand up and speak for them, because, you know, my husband was very weak by that point. So you have options. You have to educate yourself. Don't expect the doctors to educate you.
Mm-hmm. Just, my husband did all the research. Like, when you're the patient, for you to listen to what they're going to do and what you're going through,
oh,
you might be
Lord.
Back at their first sentence. I would glaze over, and my husband knew I had no idea what was going on, and he would take notes. And you, that's why you have to have somebody with you at all your appointments, because it's you can't be alone. You need somebody there with you. That's so important.
You definitely need an advocate, whether, you know, I look at when we went through hospice, there were stories where these 80-year-old ladies were taking care of their 80 and 90-year-old husbands in hospice. I could hardly do that. So you have to have, there again, you've been talking about your tribe, people around you. Folks, I can't tell you how important it is. Now, I'm not saying to go out there and build a tribe just so that when you need them, they will be there. You build a tribe with these strong relationships so that if anyone in the tribe needs you, you'll be there. So that's where it starts. That's where it starts. Michelle, this has been so wonderful to hear your story. I love what you're doing. Folks, one more time, if you're interested in getting involved in Michelle's newly found foundation, Michelle, how would they find out more information about the Guest Foundation?
Yes, Linda, thanks. Please reach out to us at gestfoundation.org. You can do the contact us. Or you can just reach me at michelleprezan.com and send me a message. I'm happy to get back with you.
Wonderful. Michelle, thanks again for being on the show today. And good luck to you. I look forward to the other things that you've got coming, because, girl, you're not done.
Thanks, Lodido. I'm very excited to see what's next.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely. Well, folks, this has been a great story. It's been an inspirational story. But what Michelle tells you is that everything we go through, it leads to something else. We don't know what that is, but it leads to something else. So no matter what your storm is, no matter what challenge you're looking at today, know that it's going to take you to exactly where you need to be. That leads me to my quote. You know, I always leave you with a quote. This is Joseph Campbell. We must let go of the life we have planned so as to accept the one that is waiting for us. So we have to let go of something that we've planned. I certainly had to let go of the life and the dreams that my husband and I had built together, because that wasn't the life that was waiting for me. The life that's waiting for me, it's unfolding today. Sometimes I don't have a clue. And I'm okay saying I don't have a clue, because I want you to know that there are times that we go through situations and we don't have a clue. But that's where the faith needs to kick in. And faith is like a muscle. You have to use it all the time, folks, not just when you need it at the certain time. You have to use it all the time. Build that muscle strong so that when it does come time, it'll be there for you. Folks, thanks for joining me on Empower Radio Show. I look forward to you being here next time. Thanks.
As we close our show today, we want you to know it's time. The time is now for you to cast off the chains of mediocrity and reach for that brass ring. The time is now for taking that giant leap to start a business. Step out of your comfort zone and become the you that you've always dreamed of being. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Empower Radio Show. That's at MPOWERRADIOSHOW. Thank you for being with us today on the Empower Radio Show.